of Widdershins. He was in shade, and the thunder of surf was very near. And the soil rocked gently to the beat of the waves. The air smelled and tasted of salt, mingled with marsh ooze, reed pollen, and something else. It was dank and musty and very familiar. Something was sitting a few inches away. Dom opened one eye a fraction and saw a small creature watching him intently. Its dumpy body was covered in pink hair, which sprouted from a scaly hide. A snout was a bad compromise between a beak and a prehensile nose. It had three pairs of legs, no two exactly alike. It was almost a Widdershins legend. Behind Dom, someone lit a fire. He tried to sit up, and it felt as though a red-hot bar had been laid across his chest.
"Oh, Duvindo me pstuvivi," said a gentle voice. A face out of a nightmare appeared above him. The skin was grey and hung in folds under eyes four times the proper size, in which small irises stared out like beads in milk. Great flat ears were turned towards Dom. The musty smell was overpowering. The face was set off by a pair of large sun goggles. The Fnob was trying to speak Janglik. Dom summoned his resources and answered him in jaw-breaking Fnobic.
"A scholar," said the Fnob dryly. "My name is Fsh, and you are Chairman Sabalos."
"Not until tomorrow," moaned Dom. He winced as the pain came again.
"Ah, yes. Do not, on any account, make sudden movements. I have treated the burn. It is superficial."
The Fnob stood up and walked out of Dom's vision. The small creature still watched him intently. Dom turned his head slowly. He was lying in a small clearing in the centre of one of the floating islands that thronged the marsh rinds. It was moving slowly, and remarkably against the wind. From somewhere below the reed mat came the occasional deep pulse of an antique deuterium motor. A coarse woven net was slung across the clearing, hiding it effectively from airborne eyes. With the motor and the ancillary mechanisms that must be hidden under the thick reed mat, the little island would not hold its secret long against even unsophisticated search equipment. But there were several hundred thousand islands in the marsh. Who could search them all? A conclusion began to form in Dom's mind. The Fnob passed in front of him, and he saw he was holding a double-bladed tshuri knife, lightly tossing it thoughtfully from hand to hand. Dom was mother naked, except where the dry salt rimed his black skin. The Fnob was embarrassed by his presence. Occasionally, he stopped juggling with the knife and stared at him intently. They both heard the distant swish-swish of a flyer. The Fnob dived sideways, flipped back a section of reed, and killed the island's speed. Then on the rebound, flung himself down by Dom with a knife pressed against his throat.
"Not to utter a sound," he said.
They lay still until the flyer had faded into the distance. The Fnob was a pillack smuggler. The Dagon fishermen under license from the Board of Widdershins rowed out by the hundred when the big bivalves rose up from the deep to snatch the pearls of Nacreous pillack by the light of the moon. They used lifelines, leather body armour, and elaborate backup procedures, like the factory float, which included a hospital, where a missing hand was merely a minor mishap, and even death was not always fatal. There were other fishers. They traded safety for an odd conception of excitement and accepted as the price of an illegal fortune the complete lack of any opportunity to spend it. By nature, they worked alone and were highly skilled. What they snatched from the sea was theirs alone, including death. Occasionally, the board launched a campaign against them and made half-hearted attempts to stop the pillack being smuggled off-world. Captured smugglers were not killed now. That would certainly be against the one commandment. But it occurred to Dom that to those of their nature the alternative punishment was far worse than the death they courted nightly. So the smuggler would kill him. The Fnob stood up, still holding the knife by the heavier forward-facing blade.
"Why am I here?" asked Dom meekly. "The last I remember, you were floating among the lilies so peacefully, with a stripper burn across your chest. The security has been out since dawn. It seemed they were searching for a criminal, maybe, so I am just a little curious and pick you up."
"Thank you," said Dom, easing himself into a sitting position. The smuggler shrugged, a strangely expressive gesture in a high-shouldered, bony body. "How far are we from the tower?"
"I found you 40 kilometres from the sky pillar. We have